Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show, and this is a voice you all have not heard in quite a while. My name is LaToya, and I am the former co-host of the Michael Van Tool Show, and today I am filling in for Michael. I am here with the Sunday morning team. Good morning, team. We're going to start with Henrietta Ivy. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, LaToya. Welcome back. It is so awesome to hear your voice this morning.
And Henrietta, I want to say happy birthday to you. Your birthday was yesterday. You turned 21.
Yes, honey, 21. Yes, all over again.
All right. And also on the line, we have our lifestyle editor, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, LaToya. It is so good to hear your voice. Good morning, Henrietta. Happy birthday, and good morning, Detroit.
Yes, we also have evangelist and prophetess Christy Laster. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, LaToya. I've heard so many great things about you. Good morning, Henrietta and Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning to our listening audience.
And also we have Trevis Calvin here. Good morning, Trevis. I don't think Trevis is on this morning, but that's okay. Well, we are here today. It is Sunday, November 8th, and we have a wonderful show lined up, and I'm super excited for everyone to be here. But we're going to go into a short commercial break here starting right now, and we'll be back after these messages.
Protection when you need it most. At a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be all right.
You know, I love that song. That is my jam. Okay, on the line, we have Michael Van Tool himself. Hello, Michael. I'm going to say welcome to you on your own show.
Great. You're sounding great, LaToya. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool.
I'm supposed to be out of state on vacation. I tried so hard not to call in today, but so much stuff was happening around us all. I just had to come in and throw my little 2 cents in just to say that I am so happy this morning. The world is beautiful. Biden, Harris, that's the new administration coming in. I'm so happy. We had a big turnout on Tuesday for the election. I'm just so happy. And so I feel so much better now that I was able to call in and say this, because we've been waiting for this moment for a long time. The election lasted a few days, all the counting, and I'm so relieved. And now, like everybody says, now we can breathe again. Isn't it a great day today?
It absolutely is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have fun. Oh, let me just say, I just want to thank Combined Insurance, Jerry Anderson, for her support of the program. You can get accident, life, disability, and sickness from Combined Insurance. Jerry Anderson, you can call her at 248-760-1532. Okay, let me go back to my undisclosed location. I'm listening to the show. You all have fun. Miss Mary Humphrey's going to be up in about 30 minutes. Have a great show, guys. I'll be listening.
Thank you,
okay,
Michael.
Have a great vacation, Michael.
Okay.
Thank you, Michael. Well, we have our friends at Optimal IT Solutions, and Trevis is going to tell us more about them.
Well, Trevis is not on the line with us this morning, but I'll go ahead and let you guys know. Fix your laptop or desktop for less. Call Optimum IT Solutions. Phone number is 248-796-2429. Again, that phone number is 248-796-2429.
We also have our friends at TCBC. Can you tell us about them?
Absolutely. Book your events now at the TCBC, that's the Tireman Conference Banquet Center. And it is located at the Detroit-Dearborn border. Therefore, the phone number is 313-588-0432. Again, their phone number is 313-588-0432.
And we can't forget about our friends at Ameriplan. Tell us about Ameriplan, Henrietta.
Well, you know what? Ameriplan, I don't have the information for them right now, but I can tell you about Franklin Wright Settlements in marketing, making a difference in the lives of the Metro Detroiters every day, from infants to seniors. You can call them at 313-579-1000. Again, their number for Franklin Wright Settlements is 313-579-1000.
Wonderful. Okay, team, let's get started. We're going to talk about our new president, Biden. What do you guys think about this, the whole election and the results?
Well, I'm going to start that off. I want to say, you know, congratulations to Detroit. Congratulations to the state of Michigan. When it's proven, your vote counts. It's proven when we fight, we win. And I had this conversation with a few friends, some activist leaders in the community, and one thing we all agree on, we can all breathe again. It's an amazing feeling to know that we finally have some stability coming our way. And I don't know what this means in the upcoming month before the sitting president leaves office, but I can say this, we have a rainbow on the other side of the world. On the other side of the fence, and on the other side of the world as well. When I say that, I'm talking about we have leaders who can now breathe as well and get some work done with a leadership in place to make our country a safer place again.
Yes, I totally agree with you, Henrietta. You know, it was so crazy. I work in downtown Detroit, and they call it the TCF Center now, but I'm used to calling it Coble Hall. And it was such a mess down there. They had people who were chanting bad words, and just people were just going crazy. So I'm so happy that this election is over and that everything ended peacefully. What about you, Kimberly?
I am absolutely overjoyed that that President-elect Joe Biden is going to be our new president. I can too breathe again. There is hope in the air again. We know we still have lots of work to do. But what I'm also excited about is Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, the first woman of color, the first black woman, the first Indian American woman to win as vice president. I am so proud of her. I am so proud of her connection to our historically black colleges and universities. I am proud, as Henrietta said, that Detroiters came out and voted as if their life depended on it. Philadelphia did the same thing, and metropolitan Atlanta did the same thing. And just as Henrietta said, our votes absolutely count. And look what happens when we rise up in mass. We can turn the tide back. And we still have lots of work to go. We can celebrate, but we've got to reach back across the aisle, and I know many of us don't want to. I had a difficult conversation yesterday with someone on social media who was very angry, who was calling the election illegitimate, and it turned into some hateful, racist, misogynistic rhetoric. And I tagged it and shared it. And there were several people who I know who are congressmen, who are representatives, and are leaders in the community who saw it. And I said, this is what we have to deal with. And even as women, there was a woman on the thread who said this particular person was just as divisive before when they worked on a project and she had to leave the project. We have to work on rooting out these hateful people who try to stir up issues, because what's going to happen is over the next 4 years, we're still going to have people who are going to keep saying that President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris are not legitimate. They're going to do everything they can to take away their credibility. So we still have to continue to work hard. We can celebrate this weekend, but we still have lots of work to do. But I am so proud of us. I am so proud of Black women who stood up and showed out.
Yes.
Definitely. What about you, Christy?
You know, I agree with these ladies, these beautiful ladies, in terms of being so proud of Michigan for coming out and voting. And we see the possibilities of what can happen when we all unite and we take our voting seriously and we take action into our own hands. We can't depend on others to do what we have the power to do. I'm very proud of our president-elect and then our vice president-to-be. And one of the things that has stood out and everyone has been retweeting and reposting what Kamala Harris has said is while she may be the first in office, she won't be the last, because every little girl watching sees that this is a country of possibilities. And so when we all step up together and vote, we see the possibilities that can happen. So I am so excited about what is going to take place next. And as Kimberly has stated, we do have a lot of work to do, but at least in this moment, we can just take a weekend just to celebrate and feel all the love and the excitement for our new elected leaders of this country, and then we have to roll our sleeves up.
Definitely do. We have a lot of work to do, but we have also reached great levels of strides, and I'm so excited, and I have a lot of optimism about our future as a country and as a Black woman as well. So I'm looking forward to the future with positive expectations, and
absolutely,
we're going to do the right thing. Yes, definitely. Henrietta, let's get into the church clothes weather forecast. Are you prepared for this sunny weather that's coming today? Henrietta? Okay, she maybe not be on the line. We'll go back to her.
I was talking. I'm like, wait a minute, why can't I hear myself? I'm so sorry, guys. Listen, today is going to be another beautiful day. Yesterday we got a high of 73. Today we're going to have a high of 73, again, with 10% chance of rain, but yet it's going to be sunny and warm. Monday, we got a high of 77, another beautiful day, but we do have a 20% chance of rain. And Wednesday, we go back to a cool down with a high of 54 degrees.
Oh, that sounds great. And this is November, so that means hopefully we'll have a really nice winter. It won't be too bad.
Absolutely. You know what, Latoya, let me add, I did not add the top of the hour to our sponsors. Let me let you guys know about the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. Give him a call today for a personal injury specialist. His number is 248 469-9999. Again, call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins today, the personal injury lawyer specialist, 248-569-9990.
Yes, Johnny Hawkins, what an amazing guy. I have a feel good story for us today. You know, I love these feel good stories. So my news story today is a little lighthearted. It's coming out of Philadelphia, a town of about 700 people near Philadelphia. There's a third grader named Daniel Hunt. He got the surprise of his lifetime. Recently, the little boy had lost all of his belongings in a house fire. So his third grade teachers and classmates started a secret toy drive for him to replace all of the toys that he had lost. The gifts were plenty, and among them, there were board games, stuffed animals, sports equipment. And what they did is they created a drive-by. So all of these people put toys and stuff in their vehicles, and they drove by, and they socially distanced and delivered all of these wonderful toys to a homeless shelter where the little boy had been living. So this is my feel-good story for today, guys.
Awesome.
That's wonderful.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Does anyone else have a news story they'd like to bring forth today?
I do. So, you know, everyone talks about how exercise will not only make you stronger, it can make you feel younger. It has mental benefits as well. There's a study that's saying combining a daily protein shake with exercise doesn't just make you stronger, it makes you smarter, too. Researchers at the University of Illinois studied the effects of a 12-week exercise regimen, on 148 active-duty Air Force airmen, half of whom received a twice-daily nutrient beverage that included protein, the omega-3 fatty acid, something called DHA, lutein, phospholipids, vitamin D, B vitamins, and other micronutrients, along with a muscle-promoting compound known as HMB. Both groups improved in physical and cognitive function with added gains among those who regularly consume the national beverage, the team reports. The findings, which appear in the Journal of Scientific Reports, shows that participants were randomly assigned to the two groups. The exercise regimen combined strength training and high-intensity interval aerobic fitness challenges. One group received a nutritional beverage and the other group consumed a placebo beverage that lacked the added nutrients. Neither the researchers nor the participants knew who received which one. The exercise intervention alone improved strength and endurance, mobility and stability, and participants also saw increases in several measures of cognitive function. They had better episodic memory and processed information more efficiently at the end of 12 weeks, and they did better on tests that required them to solve problems they had never encountered before, an aptitude called fluid intelligence. Those who also consumed the nutritional supplement also saw all these improvements and more. For example, they were better able to retain new information in their working memory and had quicker responses on tests of fluid intelligence than those taking the placebo. So you see that physical power increased both because of training, but also with the additional protein, that it increases your mental stability. So sometimes I think we think of physical fitness as something only for the body. We also need to strengthen our minds too, and that helps us against diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia and other things like that. So we should all be thinking about including some type of a protein supplement or a shake to our morning routines as we go about our physical regimens.
You know, Kimberly, that sounds like a good idea. I see a lot of people drinking those protein shakes. I personally have never had one. Is that something that you can make at home, or how do I go about getting that?
That's a great question, and I've never had one. I've seen people drinking them too. I know that GNC is a health store, and there are other nutritional stores like that that sell healthy products. I'm sure that someone at one of those stores, or even talking to your doctor about certain things, that could definitely help. What I can do is take a look at it, because I didn't, and I'm sorry that I didn't do that, because this was just something that the scientists put together, some protein combinations. But I know that there are products that you can actually buy in the store that has, like,
yeah,
a protein. But I, But I will say that a lot of people will say, don't just take a protein shake, because a protein shake is for your brain, but it's also for your muscles. And we have to remember our brain is a muscle, but our muscles and our bodies require protein as well. So I know when I work out, one of the things that I do to help myself, I eat a lot of tuna, because tuna is a good source of protein. That's not to say that I would mix it up in a shake, but I have a lot of tuna in my hand. So I'm just saying, when I lift weights, right, but when you lift weights or you work out really hard like that, you want to have something that helps you rebuild your muscles. So those are good questions, and next week I can definitely have some more information on that.
Okay, Kimberly, well, thank you, Kimberly. Thank you. We're going to go into another commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Okay, we're back.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be okay.
I love that song. I love that song.
It was very upbeat.
Yes, before we went to commercial, Christy and Henrietta were discussing something. I'm sorry. We can go back into that now.
I was just going to say, this is Christy, and I was just going to say that I have had different protein shakes at home, and I've made them at home, and they do, in fact, help you to feel better, and you can also use them as a meal replacement throughout the day. And then also, I'm not here to promote one particular business or anything like that, but we often go to Tropical Smoothie, and they have protein there as into your different smoothies that you make there. So the answer to your question was yes, you can, in fact, make them at home, and you just add the protein to whatever type of shake you're having. So it is good for you.
Thank you, Christy.
Okay, I've heard of the Tropical Cafe smoothie. They actually have one in my neighborhood. I like the there is not a protein shake, but it's called the strawberry limeade. That's a really good one. So you're saying they can add the protein to that one?
Absolutely. They can add protein to any shake you like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely make the most amazing protein shakes. You can have like the regular smoothie, or you can go protein style if that's what you desire. But they are well worth the money, and all their products are natural, and they really don't use a lot of juices. They use, like, the fruits and the waters and the proteins, and they are amazing. I've had them. I got introduced to Tropical Tropical Smoothies back in the summer of 2018 and became very addicted to it. So they are very good smoothies and protein shakes.
Thank you,
wow,
Henrietta.
That's good. Yes, thank you, Henrietta. Henrietta, what's going on for you in the political world, or do you have any other activities or events that you're going to be involved in now that election has come and gone?
Yes, yes, yes. Listen, ladies, I am trying to mobilize a team together. I'm looking to go down to Georgia sometime this month or next month, just before the January election, to help mobilize the sisters and brothers down there for the Senate race. So I'm excited about that, that, you know, still mobilizing here in Detroit for upcoming races and just staying involved with the community and seeing how important that it is and was for this election. The momentum cannot stop. So I'm still geared up. I'm ready to go. I'm planning on even attending the inauguration in January. So I am very, very, very involved and looking forward to so many amazing things that this country is about to embark on, and I am going to be part of it. And I will say this, and just this is just a kind of tidbit. I'm trying to make some historical moves moving into 2021. So I will keep ladies and this team all updated on what that is once I know the ink is dried.
Oh, that's wonderful, Henrietta. And, you know, we're always here rooting for you. We wish you the best. You are a phenomenal woman, and you have definitely a lot to bring forth to this country, to our society, and we are looking forward to hearing nothing but great things coming for you in the upcoming year, 2021. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Christy Lasser. Christy, what do you have going on coming up here soon?
Well, you know, this morning when I woke up, there's a scripture that came to mind, and it's in Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 32nd verse, and it simply says, "Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." And with all that we have experienced over the last 4 years, and there's been so many displays of hatred and negativity. This morning, I just thought about forgiving, being tenderhearted, being kind, even when people express a dislike and they express hatred. It is a portion of our responsibility. No, we cannot control others' actions, but it's our reactions that make all the difference in the world. So I just wish that we can go back to a campaign of spreading love and go back to a place where we can encourage people to understand others, their different cultures and their different ethnicities, and begin to just love one another. Even if you're not in close proximity, you don't have to go to their homes and break bread with them, but just show kindness and show love. It makes all the difference in the world. And I'm hoping that's what we can do moving forward through the rest of 2020 and throughout 2021 as well.
Thank you, Christy. You know, I really needed to hear that this morning. Those are positive words. And the world does need more love, more kindness, especially coming off the brinks of what we all just went through. So thank you for that. Kimberly, do you have anything special you'd like to talk about? We got about 2 minutes left.
So on Tuesday, I will be sharing my latest episode of the Kim B. Davis Show, which can be found on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Stitcher, and YouTube, on a young woman who overcame COVID and her journey through it. And it's interesting the side effects that she, or the lingering effects that she's still facing and how she's battling it. And so she has an incredible story of how she overcame that disease.
Okay, and your show airs when? How can we watch it?
You can watch it on Tuesday. You can go to kimbdavis.com. You can also visit me on the Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and Stitcher Podcasts. And you can also find me on YouTube.com. If you put in YouTube.com/ Kimberly Bachelor Davis, you will find me.
Oh, and you know, Kimberly, I am so excited because I'm going to be on your show. I believe it's November 18th. I'm going to be a guest on your show, and I am so looking forward to it. I'm very excited, and I'm honored that you will have me on your platform.
Well, thank you, LaToya. I'm so excited, too, because we're going to talk about love, which is who you are.
My favorite word in the English dictionary is love. Well, thank you all so much. We have had a wonderful show here. We're going right into community highlights starting at 9:30 with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And we thank you all for being here this Sunday on the Michael Van Tool Show. And we'll catch you back here next Sunday at 9 o'clock a.m. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit spiritual ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is LaToya, and I am the host guest today, and I am here to talk to you about Community Highlights. We are sponsored by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker. The lead attorney, Cliff Pascal, can be reached at 248-353-7750. We're also sponsored by Franklin Wright Settlements. Help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. Make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And now, a lady who's a mentor to pastors here in Michigan, in Detroit, and throughout the Midwest, even through Arkansas, St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual leader, elected to elected officials, and a resource to candidates running for public office. She's an icon to the masses, but to me and you, she's a friend, she's my spiritual mom, and you can call on her. She is there in a time of need. She's Detroit spiritual ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, my dear child. Before I go further, I just want to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you how you brought us through. We thank you how you bless us and how you keep us. Now, Lord, we thank you for all you're going to do. Bless us and save us in Jesus' name. Hello, staff. It's so good to hear you this morning.
Good morning, Missionary.
Well, we've been through quite a bit with the election, but don't you think God has brought us through? We still got a long way to go, but I'm so glad that God has given us the right man to lead us through. You know, he gave a man that really believed in God. I love Joe Biden. I love the way I love his style, and I know God's going to be with him. If there ever was a time we need prayer, there's still some rough days ahead of us. And we got to pray for one another. And staff, let me thank you so much for being with us all these years. God bless all of you.
Thank you, Missionary.
Now, you go follow what we got going on today. I'm hoping that Greg Burkhart is supposed to be calling us this moment. And just have your way, children.
Okay, well, I'm going to introduce the Sunday morning team. Of course, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, she's here this morning. We also have Christy Laster, she's here this morning. We have Henrietta Ivy. Yes, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. And Michael Van Tool, he is working behind the scenes today. He's actually not here, but he's behind the scenes. And then I'm here. My name is LaToya, and I am the former co-host of the Michael Van Tool Show. And today is Sunday, November 8th, and it's a blessing to be here.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is a blessing. I'd like to be hearing from all of you children and what y'all think about the election and all that kind of good stuff.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, LaToya. You were speaking.
No, I was saying Henrietta would be the best person to start on the political aspect.
Okay.
Thank you, darling. Good morning, Missionary. It's always a pleasure to hear your amazing voice on a Sunday morning. It just gives me so much life. Good morning. Well, I'm going to – my thing is, like you said, Missionary, and I agree with you 100%, we have stability returning back to this nation. I feel great. I feel optimistic on the highest level. I can breathe again, and I can see the forest before the trees.
And I thank God that he had his hand in it all the way through, because this nation proved that their vote matters. And it throws away the ideology that your vote don't count. And what people realize in this election, they tested that theory, and they found that that theory is no longer truthful, that they know for a fact when I get out and vote, when I utilize my voice and my power, we can win what it is that we need. So this is what we did. We proved that the vote matters. And I'm ready. I'm ready to get to work. I'm ready.
And I'm so glad that had a lot of our black people got out and vote this morning. They're not taking it no more. They're being strong, and I'm so proud.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, we Missionary Hattie Humphrey's friend, Greg Burkhart, is on the line, so we're going to bring him onto the show. His name is Greg Burkhart. He's a friend of Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning to Michael from his secret vacation location. So it's nice of him to listen in today. We all did a great job bringing out record numbers to vote. We should be proud. And I want to thank all the election workers and all those who help people to vote in any way. That's what people do in a compassionate society. Joe Biden quoted Ecclesiastes last night. To everything, there is a season, a time to reap, a time to sow, and most importantly now, a time to heal. President-elect Biden comes from a religious family. When he left his house in the morning, his dad would say, the faith. But his mom would say, no, Joe, spread the faith. It's important. It is strong women, strong moms that are the backbone of a good society. Strong women like Kamala Harris, or as we can now say, Vice President Harris.
Yeah.
She's an amazing. Her kids call her Mamala. She is going to do great things, and she will make history for all people, but especially for all girls of any race out there who can see that anything is possible. So today, keep the faith, but more importantly, as Mom said, spread the faith. Thank you to everyone, and pray for a peaceful, positive transition to President Biden and Vice President Harris. God bless us all.
Yeah, God bless you, Greg. Beautiful.
Thank you. It's so great to talk to you all, and it's always great to talk to Missionary Humphrey.
God.
Thank you so much, Greg, for coming forward this morning. And that's a positive message that he's delivering to us. We are really fortunate to have good people in office. It was time. I don't know if we would have been able to survive another 4 years with the president and the staff that we had before. So I'm so glad that our lives and the country's life is over now.
What a great team of leaders we have now, I think.
Yes, I think we finally got the mark.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here, Greg. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss before you go?
No, just that everybody should enjoy this beautiful day that we have and thank God for it.
Wonderful.
All right. Beautiful, honey. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Henrietta, do we have an ad for Cliff Pasco and Franklin Wright Settlement?
We absolutely do. If you are looking for a legal need, all types of legal needs, give Pasco, Taskman, and Walker a call at 248-353-7750. This law firm has been serving Detroit and the Michigan area for over since 1968. So they've been around a very long time. They do all sorts of things: personal injury, work or disability, medical malpractice, family law and divorce, and just general practices in itself. If you have any of those issues, give Pastman, Tasco, and Walker a call at 248-353-7750.
Wonderful. And, of course, we have Franklin Wright Settlements.
Yes, we have Franklin Wright Settlements, making a difference in the Metro Detroit in everyday life. From infants to seniors, give them a call, 313-579-1000. And we also have the TCBC, Tireman
Banquet and Conference Center. They are located on the Detroit border, Dearborn border, and you can give them a call to book your event. Their number is 313-579-1000. Again, that number is 313-588-0432. Let me make a correction. Their number is 313-588-0432.
Wonderful. Missionary Hattie Humphrey, have you been busy since the election? I mean, what have you been working on?
Well, what I've been working on, I had my eyes together, but I've really been working on praying. And then, though I couldn't hardly see, the Lord sent me back. There are so many people on the street that don't have food to eat, don't have nowhere to go, and no nothing, lots to do. I've been doing a lot of little secret things when somebody tell me to stay home. Just because I'm over 90, that don't mean I'm not still working. Because when you got God on your side, God will take you through. And speaking of that, Sister Lester, well, I want her to talk about one of our best friends went home to be with the Lord, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. On October 31st, we lost an awesome man of God and legend, a singer, a preacher, a husband, a pastor, and a bishop, Bishop Rance Allen. And our hearts are just saddened by the fact that he has left his mortal body and went on to glory. But at the same time, we don't mourn as others mourn, because we know that he has gone on to a better place. Rance Allen started the Rance Allen Group in 1968 with his brothers Steve and Tom, and they have been singing all over the world. He is considered to be a legend. He is, in fact, a legend, known for his music, Miracle Worker, I'm Gonna Do Your Will, and so many people know Something About the Name Jesus. His unique style of singing and ministering has not been replicated by any other, and he is going to be greatly missed. Our hearts go out to Sister Allen and the Church of God in Christ Ministries. Our hearts go out to them. Our hearts go out to New Bountiful Blessings Church of God in Christ, where he pastored since 1985. I'm telling you, he is going to be greatly missed. He came to us every year and ministered to us every single year. Missionary, you would be right there on the front row as Rance would deliver the word of the Lord to us. It seems that every message that he preached to us, we ended up out on the floor dancing and rejoicing, felt like we had went up into the third heaven. We are going to just greatly miss him. Word cannot express what he meant to the Laughter family, what he meant to the music, the gospel music community, and then what he meant to the Christian community at large. Words just cannot express.
And speaking of that, I think it was 18 or something when he came to my broadcast many years ago with the Martha Jean Show. He was just sweet all the way. Just, well, matter of fact, I was getting ready every Mother's Day in Ohio. I always go there. And he just, him and his wife was so sweet. But God, he's tired. He want to go home. He went on home. Well, we all going to go one day. God bless you all and his family.
Yes, and I think
church.
we have Bishop Laster on the line. Is he there?
Yes, I'm here.
All
good
right.
Good morning.
Now,
yeah, good morning.
Good morning,
everybody. Amen. And to Miss Detroit, to her staff, and to my daughter, Prophetess Christy. You're talking about my friend that was a real close friend of the Greater Pentecostal Temple and also a personal friend of mine. And Missionary Hattie Humphrey, Miss Detroit, and I, we are invited to the private section next Saturday. There will be a viewing this coming Friday the 13th from 10 a.m. till, I think it's 6 p.m. all day. I think it's 801 Vance Street. That's a New Bountiful Blessings church. that will be this Friday, and then Saturday, of course, the service will be at Cornerstone. I think Pastor Pitts is the pastor. I think his daughter's pastoring that church now, but there's a limited amount. I think there's only, I was told it was only limited to 400. It's church seat about 2,500. But the missionary and I invited, so we'll be taking her down to the service. He had a lot of respect for missionary Humphrey. I think he kind of looked at her as a mother. Amen. As we all do look at, I look at her as Miss Detroit. She makes things happen. Amen. So we're just so glad to be a close friend of missionary Hattie Humphrey.
Bishop, tell them where it's at. It's in Ohio.
Yes, it's going to be... Like I was saying, the viewing is going to be at 801 Vance Street. That's in Toledo, Ohio, on Bountiful Blessings. That will be Friday, the viewing, from 10 a.m. to 4 till, I think it's 6, 10 to 4, if I'm not mistaken. And the actual homegoing service will be in Maumee, Ohio, at Cornerstone Church. But the public is, I don't think everyone is invited to the final homegoing service. There will be, I was told by the chief, his adjutant, that later on we'll be celebrating, have a great celebration when this pandemic lift, or this COVID lift, then we'll have a great celebration. Because of everyone that he knew and that was into him, if they came, the church wouldn't hold him. The church would not hold him. Because he's worldwide, world known. So we're just happy to have known him, and we considered him that he would tell everybody, that's my friend, Bishop Lassiter's my friend. We've taken him many places throughout the organization, the Original Glorious Church. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for being here.
Amen. God bless you. May everybody have a blessed day.
You as well.
You too. Just before we leave, could we say a prayer throughout the world?
Yes.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your manifold blessings, and we pray for world peace. We thank you, Lord God, for the new president-elect, and we trust, oh God, that you will keep the peace, and that America will come to their knees and realize that without God we can do nothing. Without you we would fail. Comfort the people and settle them down to realize you are our source. And if my people, which are called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. You promise, O God, that you will heal our land. The land needs healing. We need peace. We need harmony. We need to stop this racial tension. Bring us together, Lord. Bring us together, we pray, in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And I'd like to say one prayer,
amen.
And the gospel will do. It just can't be done.
Amen. Amen. That is so true. And I think that we have really turned to our faith in this political situation, and we reached out to God, and he has definitely worked things out in our favor.
That's true. Amen.
Amen.
Kimberly Baxter Davis, we haven't heard from you this hour. How are you today, Kimberly?
I am great. I was just listening to all the inspirational words. Good morning, missionary. It's always good to hear from you and hear your voice. And good morning, Christy. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to say good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, I am overjoyed as well. We have someone in office who I can feel confident again, or that's coming into office, President-elect Joe Biden. We have confidence in him. We feel that we have hope. There is still work to do. As missionary said, there's lots of work to do. Henrietta talked about the Ossoff and Purdue runoff that's happening in Georgia. That's very important. We need to flip to blue. And so we need to get Ossoff into office. We also need to get Reverend Raphael Warnick into office. So there are two runoff races that we need to work for. But I want us to remember a great lesson. As missionary said, when we all come together, look at what we can do. Mm-hmm. And when folks get out and vote and you can see, like in the state of Georgia, that it was less than 7,500 votes between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, your vote absolutely matters. And you have to come out and vote. And so next year, in 2021, yes, COVID is here, but thank God we have a new president coming in office who's going to take it seriously. We will have confidence in the vaccine that will be given to us because God has blessed us in this moment. We'll be able to do some more changes on our local level. Judges are important. City councils are important. School boards are important. Let's not forget that. Let's celebrate, but there is still lots of work to be done.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say it's nothing that can having a leader that believes in God. Joe believes in God.
Amen.
Amen.
Even in the time when the Bible, God already had Moses. He had always had somebody to lead us. And Joe Biden, let's don't forget that girl, our vice president, y'all.
That's right, vice president-elect
right.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
That's right.
She is so beautiful, and she speaks with the heart for the spirit for the people, not herself. These two people, people that's in, they are for the people, not themselves. And that means a lot for all of us. My staff and all of you, we thank God for McElwain. He's been with me for years. I thank God for all of y'all. Because when you pray, don't forget to pray for somebody else. Think not
Amen.
Only about you. Don't just think about your family. Think about everybody else. Now, my trouble is over on Woodburn things. I take things over there and drop them off. I hate to see people sleeping on the street. You know, by the grace of God, something could have happened to us. Let's think of other people. Even if we can't help them, if you pray for them, God hears prayer. I ain't saying he hears everybody's prayer, but I know he hears some of them. Is that right?
That's Mama Missionary going. She's telling you better get right.
I love it. She's telling the truth, though.
That's right.
She's telling it like it is. Yeah, you know, that's so true. I work in downtown Detroit, and I oftentimes see quite a few homeless people. But since the pandemic, I don't see very much of the homeless activity that I used to see before. So it kind of makes me sad because I wonder what happened to those people that I would pass every day on the street. Are they still with us? Are they in homeless shelters? I don't know, but what I do know is that I would not pass those people every day without a smile, a kind word. Sometimes I even brought food and money. So it's very important not to look down on people who are down.
Right.
If you're going to look down on someone, make sure it's because you're stooping down to help them up. And that's what you need to do.
Man, yes.
Yeah, I like that.
That's right.
We want to Arkansas and St. Louis, my brother Louis, and to all of those Ohio people, you know, they love you all, and we love them. We bless you. Stay strong. Stay healthy. Wash your hands.
Yes.
Put masks on. Just tell them, staff, tell the people to put their masks on because some of them are
mask
doing it.
Mask up. Mask up.
Yes.
Mask on.
You know, I see a lot of times people in grocery stores, I can be shopping, and they are not wearing their mask the right way. The nose is exposed. Sometimes they just have it under their chin. So it can be really weird.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is.
It's
and
important
we have
that
to
we cover
remember
our mouth and our nose when wearing the mask.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, cases are increasing. And if we don't wear our mask, we're going to end up in a different wave. I mean, the second wave is here, but in Michigan, our cases are increasing, but they're not increasing at the rate that they were in the Black and Brown community. So let's remember to wear our masks. It's not just for us. It's protecting other people. As Missionary said, pray for somebody else. At this time, we need to start thinking about one another and how we can protect each other. The best way we can do that is to wear a mask and, as Missionary said, wash your hands. And I'll even add, take your vitamins and eat your veggies.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to say to all of our beautiful staff that we have, I want you to do this for me, every one of us. I know they do. When you bow down to pray tonight, don't forget the vice president and our president. Always pray for them. And I ask the Lord to have mercy on Trump. He's human. But we ask God that he'll have to take care of Trump. And he will. He will. God loves us all. But I ask a special prayer for these people that speak to us. They really love God. Because anytime you get up and say thank God or something, you know, about the Lord, you can tell. All creatures can tell when you really love him. Am I right?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. You are absolutely right.
So that's good. Well, we love Micah. Micah's enjoying him and his family. I know they're enjoying something. He needs a rest. He needs a rest. So we all going to take a trip. And I don't mean to have him. I'm not ready to go up there yet. But I do want to take a trip.
That's right. Amen.
Well, you all have been listening to Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're going to end the show a few minutes earlier today because we want to do a tribute to Rance Allen. We're going to end the show this week with a beautiful song that he written and composed. So thank you all for tuning in. It's been a beautiful show, and I hope you all have a great week. Thank you so much.
Have a great week, everyone.
Have a great week.
Have a great Sunday.
Thank you.